Galatians, chapter 2. Then 14 years later, I went up to Jerusalem again, this time with Barnabas, also taking Titus with me. I went up concerning the revelation which was given to me, and I laid before them the good news message, which I proclaim among the Gentiles. But I did this privately, before those who seemed to have a reputation, in case in some way I was running or had run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, who is a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. But this became an issue because of some false brethren who were secretly brought in to spy out our liberty, which we have in the Anointed One, Jesus, so that they might enslave us to the law. But we did not yield in subjection to them, no, not even for an hour, so that the truth of the good news might continue with you. Now from those who seem to be something special, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God doesn't recognize such human distinctions. They, I say, who seem to be important, imparted nothing to me. But on the contrary, they realized that I had been entrusted with the good news to the uncircumcised, just as Peter was with the good news to those who are circumcised. For he who works in Peter as a sent one to the circumcision works in me also towards the Gentiles. When they saw the grace that was given to me, James, Cephas, and John, those who had the reputation of being pillars, gave to Barnabas, son of encouragement, and me, the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the nations. But they would go to those who are circumcised. They only emphasized that we should remember the poor, which very thing I was also zealous to do. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I resisted him to his face because of his wrong behavior. For before certain brothers had come from James, he ate with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing those who emphasized circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also betrayed their convictions along with him, so much so that even Barnabas was carried away with their duplicity. But when I saw that they did not act correctly according to the truth of the good news message, I said to Cephas in front of everyone, "If you, being a Jew, live as the Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to Judaize?" We, being Jews by nature and not Gentile sinners, realize that a man is not considered just by keeping the law, but through the faith of Jesus the Anointed One. We Jews also believe into the Anointed One Jesus, so that we would be being considered just by the faith of the Anointed One, and not by practicing the law. This is because by keeping the ordinances of the law, no one will be being considered just. But if, while we sought to be considered just in the Anointed One, instead of by the law, we ourselves sometimes sin, is the Anointed One a minister of sin? Never. But if I try to rebuild those things which were destroyed in the Anointed One, that is, the law, this is how I really make myself a sinner, by striving in the flesh to be righteous. For since I legally died with the Anointed One, I die to the law also, in order that God would now be my life source. I am and am being crucified with the Anointed One. Therefore, I no longer live by my own life, but I live by the life of the Anointed One who is in me, and the life which I now live in the physical body, I live through the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. In this way, I do not make the grace of God void. For if righteousness could be achieved through keeping the law, then the Anointed One died for nothing. This is the end of Galatians chapter 2. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.